back to order at 7:09. And we now have the fourth board member, Maxine Israel. We tabled that. And we went with 2,500. Okay, we joined.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And then Carol's kitchen is tabled because everybody went to here, you know.
Okay.
Now.
Is it on the budget?
Yes. New business. Number two, discussion action, adoption of the fiscal year 2019-2020 budget.
So.
Ellie?
All right. Would you like me to kind of take over?
Yeah, Cindy took off.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out that way.
So Cindy, me, Calvin, we went over with Sarah and Maxine, the Finance and Audit Committee members, and we went over the budget, answered any questions they might have, or they did have, and this version you have on your desk, this is the updated version from our Finance and Audit Committee meeting. You'll notice it's a much better version than what was originally included in your board package.
Uh-huh.
So it's much better for the district. Sarah, did you and Maxine, did you guys want me to give the other two directors here the same breakdown, are you guys interested in more of a general overview, or do you guys want to go over a line by line?
Do you guys want the overview now, or should we do it? Can I make a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a motion that we, I don't know if table this for further discussion so we have all board members present?
We could. You could make the motion.
But
you want to do an overview though?
Yeah.
If the board would like to review, because you're only missing one director, so say all four of you have things to add, we could get it added now, and then the next meeting, it's more streamlined and efficient. But it's entirely up to the board.
I didn't hear a second, so we're good. Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to second you on that.
What?
I'm going to second you on that.
You don't want to do an overview right now?
I mean, we can do that, but to make a judgment call on it.
Well, yeah, but not. Do you guys want to hear about it?
Okay.
Would you like to review it first and then make a motion?
I just want to make sure that the version I have in front of me that I wrote final on is the final. Okay. All right. Then I'm satisfied with what I've got here.
Okay.
Yes.
Going back to the, well, if it pleases the board, if I can make one comment, if you look at line item 79 on the second page, 79, yeah, excuse me, line item 79 on the second page, seminars and training near the bottom. Cindy gave me a quick breakdown before she left. She said if two directors took five trips, this is in regards to Mr. Ortega speaking, if two directors took five trips at $1,700 each, that would leave us at about $11,200 remaining in this account for staff training, which Calvin, chime in if I'm wrong, but that should be enough for the fiscal year to train our staff. This should be more than enough.
But Calvin wouldn't go, or he would?
He...
Just two people.
Well, I'm salary, so only cost would be just lodging and
travel
and fuel.
So then it would be just like two board members that went, not counting you.
Yeah, I came up with $2,500 for that visit to Sacramento. $1,700 for the two board members, Cabazon Water District travel manager, $500 approximate food and other expenses, $300, $2,500. I don't know if that's accurate. That's an estimate. That's what I came up with.
She had it estimated at $1,700 each director.
That's correct.
Per director.
If they don't eat and you know, if Calvin doesn't go, I mean, you know.
Well, did anybody want to make an like suggest an amendment to this, the budget?
As far as increasing it?
Increase, decreasing it, whatever the board recommends.
So right now it's 19,800?
Correct.
Maybe close to 11,000, you said?
No, that would be remaining.
Oh, remaining.
Correct, yes.
Oh, so it's like you're saying 8, 9?
It would be, yeah, hold on.
Around 8 something, I think you were saying.
Well, yeah. And we have to increase the travel and meals, because that's the travel part, right? Not the seminars and training. It'd be the travel and the meals that would be increasing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think that's a good topic to wrap up with when we put a cap on how much we want to spend.
Yeah.
And like Adam said, it's not always going to be Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said Diamond Park.
It's not going to be every month, or, you know, call him 5 times.
5 times?
Is it 5 times?
So, yes. 5 trips for 2 directors.
And that's how many times they meet?
That's an estimate. So if 2 directors flew up to Sacramento 5 times in the year, then we would still have 11,200 left.
If that's an estimate, I'm going to estimate 2. You know? Mm-hmm. 2 of 2,500 is 5,000. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to estimate. So that still is under what she was talking about, right?
Correct.
Yes. I'm going to estimate 2. I don't know.
Well, I think we should talk about that one when we have that on the agenda for next time.
I agree.
Okay. Probably won't even go 5 times.
I know, but it's good that we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to, is there anything else on the budget? We
already went over, we didn't make any other changes than what we discussed with you, Director Wargo and Director Israel, but if Director Sanderson and Director Davis would like me to go over this, I certainly can.
I just wanted to know what 109 is.
What line item 109?
109.
So that's a new vehicle budget. It's for the purchase of a new service vehicle. Retrofitted with the, it's a service equipment vehicle.
Does that mean it's coming, it's going out, right? It's bracketed, so it's got to be a minus.
Yes, it would be a purchase of a new service. It's in the budget for a purchase of.
I see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where's it coming in at?
Right, guys, in the budget.
That was
because it's an expense.
I think Alan had some questions about that.
No, I just wanted to know what that meant.
Yeah, you know. You're right.
We're going to put it back on the budget.
It's going back on.
Would the board like me to give a brief of? Because I don't want anybody to feel blindsided. Would the board like me to give an overview, or are you just simply not interested at this time?
I can call out kind of what I have from my notes when we went over before.
Okay.
So let's see. If you look at Okay, so first of all, the copy you should be looking at has line 22, the director fees. At $13,700. So if you're not, if that has 19, you're looking at the wrong copy.
That's for column B, the fiscal year, the current fiscal year.
She just showed it.
I'm just making sure everybody has the right copy.
If you have the old, there are a couple copies on the table. If you have the old one, just toss it, fold it in half, put X on it.
Do I have any new one here?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I could take that one. Can you see that one?
You got, get the X's and stuff.
Yeah, that's the new one.
Okay, $13,700.
That's the new one.
This is the new one.
So, okay.
That's the new one.
This is old one?
Right.
Yeah, so you're looking at the new one. Okay, so line 27, in under payroll for a general manager, that's an increase of 6.5, that includes vacation payout is what.
So that was an error. The accountants didn't put in that the general manager's allowed per his contract to cash out his vacation. So that's why it was changed. It looks like it's higher than it really is.
Because of the vacation payout.
Correct.
Yes. So if we go to line, next one I took note on was line 46. And this was the engineering services. You want to speak to that one?
Yes, so if you look at line item 46, engineering services, you'll see it at $60,600. $10,000, the reason it's highlighted, $10,000 of that amount, it's basically a placeholder for $10,000 more. And that $10,000 is for a grant application and grant funding to try to basically to apply for a grant to obtain funding so we can perform a two-phase improvement project on the east side. So currently, on the east side of Cabazon, if work needs to be done on a certain street, typically several streets are shut down. The water has to be shut down because we don't have proper gate valve or isolation valves. So if we can obtain this grant money, we would like to, in two-part phases, we would like to install isolation valves throughout the east side of town. So that way, when there is a mainline break or there are repairs that need to be done, you can shut down one street and affect fewer customers instead of shutting down
five
streets and hundreds of customers. So $10,000 in this $60,000 figure, it was plugged in here for discussion purposes and to kind of see how the budget would play out. But she's going to go back and put in an actual line item just for that 10 grand for the budget.
Oh.
For the the grant application process. It's just when we were discussing it over the Finance and Audit Committee, we were like, we need to put this money somewhere without affecting the formulas. Mm-hmm. Let's place it here.
Line 57, the supplies and equipment, down 17.5%. And that was due to that bulk envelope purchase that we made?
Yes, we made a bulk envelope and billing materials purchase. It's cheaper in the long, you pay up front, but it ends up costing less per piece in the long run. So that purchase was made recently, so that's why it shows a decrease for the next fiscal year budget.
And then we look at line 65, that was kind of a matter to see if we were going to go with CWSA, but that's already been incorporated into there, at that $2,500 level. I don't know why website support is at 900.
Website support at line 75, it's at 900. We brought it down from what was originally in your board packet. What happens, so when we initially got the district website, they were charging us for, and it wasn't much, I want to say it was $130 a month for the website support, and if we had any issues, we could call in. I made a phone call to them about 6 months ago or so, and I said, hey, we don't have any issues. Can we lower the support hours and get a cheaper invoice? And they said that was fine. So that's why we brought that price, that cost down slightly, because we didn't need the extra services. We still have the same support, the same services, the same website, but because we don't have technical issues and we don't need to call in every month, they were fine with lowering that fee.
Oh, okay.
So it did help a little bit.
Line 91 on that page. Water ops phone and internet. We have four phones for purchase or two?
So for 91 water operations flip phones, we purchased an additional 3 very, very basic flip phones. And those are for our field crew use. It has a double purpose to it. The first purpose is they can use it out in the fields. They're not, because of the Public Records Act request, district staff should not be using personal phones. If the public had a PRA request, they'd end up searching the personal phones. Mm-hmm. So to avoid that, and because the guys do need a way to take pictures or contact the office.
That was my question. They can take pictures?
Yes.
Of fleeing felons? I'm not kidding.
They could.
What Alan Calvin had told me.
They could. But so one purpose of these phones is for field use during the day and work hours. The other purpose is for being on call or emergency purposes. So that's why there is an increase right there in that line item. But they're very basic economical.
It existed before, so. Yeah.
Correct.
And that includes their phone bills as well.
Yes.
Wow, that got loud.
Yeah. Okay, the only other thing I had on there was line 106 for the Main Street property, for the ice house and implements. This budget would include putting a fence up and a slat down, or no slat?
At minimum, the fence. We have to re-quote the fence. Do you recall how much the original quote was?
I think it was about like 28 grand.
Okay. It was pricey. We have to requote since it's been about a year. We just got word this week from our engineers. Was it last week?
Last week Thursday.
Oh, today's Tuesday. Last week Thursday. We did just got word from our engineers saying that the county finally approved Sorry, I'm blanking.
3 foot space or whatever, the border line?
The survey line.
The survey. Yeah. It took them about a year.
So is it our fence line?
That one fence line where that one property north of our northern property line mm-hmm. was encroaching into our area. So I gave the option to the owner and she complained and said, okay, whatever. Yeah. We'll just do the survey and we'll. You'll have to absorb the cost of moving your fence line. It's kind of like an angle. And the last time we were surveyed was the 1940s, so they thought, like, And so, if you even the telephone poles that you can see, they're kind of like mounted at an angle.
But back to the fence, if we could get at least the fence up and get it prepped, we could start moving materials over to that property.
That'll save the $500 a month that we're paying to.
Yeah.
$500.
So the fence is going to have, it's going to be like 6 foot. What do we mean, like block wall, chain link?
No, chain link, a block wall was close to like 60 grand.
We're not doing the black wrought iron?
No, we're doing a chain link fence, and then we'll have some privacy slits uh-huh. for the northern fence line. And then there's the old ice house. I don't know if you remember the old ice house, but there's a cement slab. So when they demoed the building, they left the cement slab, and the crew thinks that they can actually put the material bunkers on that cement slab, so that'll save us some money on that.
So it's gonna be chain link, we're gonna put all the equipment behind the chain link, and it's gonna be a private fence on one side?
Yep.
It'll be.
That way, if there's an intruder, they can't hide from the deputies, because, you know, the deputies go up and down Main and Pecan to, what's that street that, Ramona?
Ramona.
Yeah, so they won't be able to hide. If we put a block wall a block wall on the west and north side and put in a wrought iron, that was about 60,000. Versus 28, so.
So razor wire or what, barbed wire or something on top of the fence or?
I think it'd be about 8 foot wall, I mean, no, 8 foot chain link fence.
Really? With no barbed wire or nothing?
With barbed wires.
Okay. You gonna put fence?
Are you gonna have video on that, or are you gonna worry about that?
No, not at this time, we'll meet with the alarm company, and they'll make some recommendations. And then, probably maybe next fiscal year, we'll look at putting in a, mobile office and a building of some sort.
Currently at our, at the main, the current location for our storage facility, it's a chain link fence.
Yeah, it's also surrounded by police.
It is.
It's literally surrounded by police, what's going on there?
Yeah, but don't forget, after the last time, we had the compact truck stolen. It was parked right up against the captain's, against his window, and then when they brought it back, the Beaumont recovered it and abandoned it at a motel room. When they came back, the following week, they stole the rear end out of it and used our cement water, boxes, meter boxes to hold up the rest of the vehicle.
So when we do move or whatever, we're gonna lose that money we get from Verizon?
No, we don't have that money, that income. That belongs to the county, since the county.
Then we traded that property for this one?
The cell tower.
Okay.
I thought that was in the budget.
There is cell tower income in the budget, but that's for a separate cell tower.
As well one?
Yes.
A well one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have not received the cell tower income for that Main Street property since the county, took over. Yes.
So the one in the budget is the one for well one, you said?
Yeah, well one, that's north of the 10th freeway.
Uh-huh.
East of the old casino.
Yeah.
So when we get that stuff up, the fencing up, that's gonna save us $500 a month, which is $6,000 for the year.
Correct.
So that's an extra $6,000 in our pocket.
It's not a lot.
It's an extra
I'm talking for the year.
It costs $24,000 instead of, you know, because you gotta take that out for $30,000 for the fence.
It will, but then if the county ever, it would take a few years to recover those expenses back, but it's a property that the district owns, and if the county ever wanted to reclaim that Main Street property and develop it into something else, we wouldn't have to worry about finding a home for all that equipment and on all the materials.
Because the lease is 30 days notice. We give them a 30-day notice, or they can give us 30-day notice.
Oh, okay.
I noticed they were out there, was yesterday, putting a new pole in.
The cell site?
Main Street?
No, right here on Main Street.
They're on the
property. I don't know if I think it was Edison that was out there putting a new pole up.
Electric pole or?
Yeah, I think it was electric
tower.
Pole. And it was a pole. The wooden pole. Mm-hmm. I don't know, they've been out doing that in different spots.
Yeah.
Today it was over on RZA.
Oh yeah, uh-huh, I saw that.
So, I don't know what they're up to.
Back some poles, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
Well, did you have anything, Director?
No, that was all for
you. Oh. Overall, then, in summary, with this budget as it is now, unless the board recommends any changes to it, If you looked at line 116, net income and loss, as the budget stands now, the district is, it's anticipated that the district would come in at $95,600 in the black, so in the good. Yeah, that's not with any unanticipated emergency expenses or anything like that, but as the budget stands now, that's what's anticipated for the fiscal year 2020 budget. Did I have
I make a motion that we table approving the budget until next week?
Next
or
meeting?
Next month?
I second.
Okay. So motion made by Director Wargo to table approval of the fiscal year 2019-2020 budget until the June regular board meeting. Second by Director Israel. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
And Director Israel?
Aye.
Okay. Well, business number two, discussion, Sustainable Groundwater Management Act update. General Manager?
I'd like to refer back to the 60,000 line item 46. The additional projected 10,000 is reflected on this from Art Vila, who's the City of Banning's Public Works Director. This, I don't know if y'all remember approving up to $15,000 for engineers to write the specs for all the gate valves, isolation valves on the east side. That was one of the 10 projects that we were applying for this Prop 1 money. And so they're having the first round, which they recognize that, or they granted us some money for the east side to upgrade all those, upgrade or install new gate valves on the east side. And so Banning also has a bunch of projects, and the total of the projects is $86,230 for the San Antonio Irwin Regional Prop 1 Round 1 Irwin Implementation Grant Application Preparation. So ART speculates that the San Antonio Pass Water Agency and the Riverside County Flood Control will commit to half the cost. This leaves $43,115,000 to be paid for by the City of Banning and Cabazon. Equally splitting the cost would equate to $21,557, or ART had made mention splitting it proportionally based on the amount of projects. So management, we're going to work with legal and engineer and Ellie and Cindy on making a recommendation of how much out of that $21,000 we should pay into. And we project just one project, and as we spoke during the budget portion of this meeting, I feel that $10,000 would be the appropriate amount. So that's where we derived that number from. And this afternoon, we decided to add that on line 46 on engineering.
Oh.
Other than that, we've taken bids for the groundwater modeling, and we've received the group, I mean, when I say we, that's the all the water purveyors in the pass area, from Duke.
Dudek.
Geoscience, is it, did I
say? Dudek.
Dudek? Dudek, Dudah. Geoscience, Larry Walker, Provost and Pritcher, Rubicon Engineering, and Woodward and Kern were the ones that responded with their bids. Each firm was graded on project approach, experience on similar projects, ability to perform tasks as outlined in the RFP, and their fees. And we're going to have another meeting probably, what, next week?
They weren't sure, yeah. But yeah, they're looking at...
Because you're trying to get like, a group of 8 or 9 agencies together. That's a challenge in itself. So, but based on everybody submitted their ratings, and then we'll make a decision on whom to award the projects to. So it'll probably take about a month or two to hash through that. And as for that's the update on the Sigma.
Number three, discussion action, fire protection system installation and meter charges.
That's Link, right?
That was a question asked by Director Link, and being he's absent, I think I would suggest table it.
Second.
We need a motion to table it.
You don't need a motion, do we?
Well, I had a motion made by Director Wargo to table this item.
I second.
I had Director Israel second. She did it quickly and quietly. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye. Number four, discussion action, establish a date for personnel committee to meet with general manager for annual performance evaluation.
Isn't that you and Link?
That's me and Rob, and we can't do that without Rob here.
All right, so.
Why don't I reach out to you two later in the week after you finish grieving a little bit, and I'll reach out to you two, and we'll come up with a date.
Yeah, give me a call, maybe give them a week or something.
What's that?
This would give them a week or so, right?
Yeah.
Do we need a motion for that?
Do we need
no.
Motion? Okay. Table. Any public comments? I think I heard one.
Our ghost.
No, general manager important. What's your agenda items? From the public? No public here. Management? Then? Any board members? Nope. Management comments. No comments? Board member comments? Okay, Ms. Lenny, future board items. Next board meeting date, Tuesday, June 18th. Is it 5 or is it 5:30? 4:30, you can do it. 4, 5, still?
I think it was just for this point.
We did it early today because of the budget.
Okay, so 5 o'clock. Second board meeting, Tuesday, June 18th. 6 o'clock, personnel meeting, that's going to be decided. San Gabriel Pass Regional Water Lines, Wednesday, the 29th. It's the 29th, really?
It was tomorrow.
I thought it was tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. It's the fourth Wednesday of the month.
Tomorrow's the fourth Wednesday?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, the first was on a Wednesday.
This is third Tuesday, though.
Yeah, but the first was on a Wednesday.
Then it might be a typo.
Yeah, it should be tomorrow.
No. Hey. The motion adjourned?
I move we adjourn. My motion we adjourn. Let me do something, we adjourn.
Have a second?
I'll second.
So a motion to adjourn at 19:43 hour, made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Davis. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo? Director Davis?
Aye.
All right, meeting adjourned.
I have yet had an